The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, January 26th. What to know about a new travel ban and travel requirements put in place in the U.S., a new federal investigation into the Justice Department, and the winter storm impacting millions of Americans across the country. Plus, which major brands will not be advertising at the Super Bowl this year and why, what Twitter's new Birdwatch feature is all about, and we'll list the top movies of the year. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. has new travel restrictions in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. First up, the Biden administration restarted a travel ban that now applies to 30 countries, meaning many non-American citizens from those places can no longer come into the U.S. They include the U.K., Ireland, and several other European countries. The ban also blocks travelers from Brazil and South Africa, where researchers have discovered new COVID-19 strains. Also starting today, all travelers flying into the U.S. from abroad, including U.S. citizens, have to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test before getting on a plane. The State Department says all Americans should reconsider non-essential travel anywhere outside the country right now. There's a new investigation into one of the government's own agencies. The federal watchdog that can audit and investigate the U.S. Justice Department is now looking into whether any current or former officials there tried to alter the 2020 election results. Now, to be clear, the Justice Department itself has said there's no evidence of any widespread fraud that would have changed the election results. But more recently, a couple news outlets like the New York Times had reported that President Trump planned to fire his last acting attorney general in order to replace him with someone willing to pursue his voter fraud claims. In fact, the Times reported Trump had even been meeting with the new person he had in mind for the role, Jeffrey Clark. Though Clark now tells the Times the details of his talks with Trump have been distorted, that their talks were informal to review various options, and he was never seriously planning to take over as attorney general. Either way, the Justice Department's Inspector General, the one who looks out for any misconduct at the department, has now confirmed he's investigating the situation to find out what really happened. In fact, it's possible all of this might even come up during the impeachment trial against President Trump next month. Already, the accusations against Trump say his voter fraud claims played a role in riling up the crowd that stormed the U.S. Capitol. Remember, the Senate trial is set to begin the week of February 8th. 9 House lawmakers are acting as the prosecutors, and today the senators will be sworn in as jurors, including a growing number of Republican senators who do not think the trial should be happening at all. Of course, President Trump's legal team will also be able to defend him. To be continued. Italy's prime minister is set to resign today. A government spokesperson announced the move after months of criticism about how the nation's leader has handled the pandemic. Giuseppe Conte became prime minister back in 2018, and Axios says he's easily Italy's most popular politician. But he lost some control this year when a small party withdrew from the government. It had criticized Conte for how he was managing economic recovery. So up next, the Washington Post reports a few different things could happen. Conte could form his own new government. Someone else could replace him at the top from that small party we mentioned. Or Italy will have to hold new elections. And that should be decided in the upcoming days and weeks. From coast to coast, the world's ice is melting faster than ever, at least according to a new global study. It found that between 1994 and 2017, Earth lost 28 trillion metric tons of ice. So imagine a sheet of ice about 100 meters thick, covering the entire state of Michigan or the entire United Kingdom. That's the equivalent of what we're talking about here. And it's happening fast. The study says the rate of melting has gone up 65% since the 90s. One researcher who wrote about the new study explained that ice plays a crucial role in regulating the climate. So he says this kind of melt could increase the likelihood of extreme weather events like flooding, fires, heat waves, and more. Well, about 60 million Americans from California to Kansas to New York are getting hit with severe winter weather. So far, the most snow has been falling in the middle of the country, with a lot of it starting after the sun went down last night. Parts of Illinois could end up getting 8 inches by the end of the day today. The snow totals could be even higher in parts of Nebraska and Iowa. So people all across the Midwest could run into some treacherous morning commutes or power outages. At last check, nearly 200 flights had been canceled at Chicago's airport. Earlier, this storm caused more than a foot of snow in the Southern California mountains. And there were even some flurries in places that very rarely see snow, near Las Vegas, Nevada, and Phoenix, Arizona. Later today, the snow will move into the Northeast, but the totals won't be quite so high. Cities like Washington, D.C. and New York City will likely see about 2 inches of slush, while the Southeast gets rain and a few storms. All right, we have much more news still ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by 1010. Now, you may have read about this in the New York Times, In Style magazine, or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it as well. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring. They're available right now, exclusively on BlueNile.com. But when they're gone, they're gone. We all know the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings just launched, and you can find it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Now, back to the news. This year, we can count on fewer big-name commercials that are expected every Super Bowl. Brands like Budweiser, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Audi, and Hyundai have all said they're not running ads during the big game this year. The reason for this? Well, there's a bunch. For example, beer company Anheuser-Busch says it's going to take the money it would have spent on a Budweiser ad and donate it to another ad about COVID-19 vaccination awareness. That said, there will still be traditional commercials for other brands like Bud Light and Michelob Ultra. Meanwhile, Pepsi says it's just going to focus on sponsoring the halftime show. Other brands have opted out over worries the game could be delayed or canceled, or just because their business has taken a hit this year and they'd rather spend the money where it matters most. It's a lot of money at stake, too. The AP reports a 30-second Super Bowl ad costs about $5.5 million this year. Still, it's surprising for a lot of people since brands like Budweiser and Pepsi usually create some of the most talked-about commercials year after year. In fact, Budweiser has had an ad in the Super Bowl for the last 37 years. Google is the latest company to throw its weight behind the COVID-19 vaccination efforts. It says it's converting some of its facilities into vaccination sites, starting with the Bay Area and Los Angeles in California, as well as New York City and Kirkland, Washington. Though it's not clear when they'll open, the company says it's working with local officials on that. Fellow tech giant Amazon announced a similar initiative last week. Google has also promised to take steps to promote accurate vaccine information in its search pages and on Google Maps. Plus, it's spending $150 million to support groups helping to give out the shots. $100 million of it is going to add grants for the CDC Foundation, World Health Organization, and nonprofit groups. The other $50 million is for organizations that specifically address underserved communities. Twitter is turning to crowdsourcing to tackle misinformation. It launched a new feature called Birdwatch. It lets Twitter users fact-check misleading or false tweets by adding notes to them that might add some context or clarification. People can sign up to become fact-checkers now. They just have to have an American-based phone carrier, a verified email address and phone number, plus no recent Twitter rule violations. Twitter says it wants both experts and non-experts to sign up so it can work sort of like Wikipedia, where lots of different people can contribute. To help weed out unhelpful notes, Twitter plans to attach a helpfulness score to each one and will label the best ones currently rated helpful. As of now, Birdwatch is still being tested out on its own section of Twitter, but if all goes well, you'll eventually start seeing the feature pop up in your regular feed. One of the oldest attractions at the Disney theme parks is getting an overhaul. We're talking about the Jungle Cruise in both Disneyland in California and Disney World in Orlando. It was inspired by nature documentaries, but for years, it's faced criticism by people who think the native people in the ride are depicted as wild and threatening caricatures. So now Disney says it's being revamped to, quote, reflect and value the diversity in the world around us, although Disney hasn't said how long it will take to make all the changes. Separately, a Jungle Cruise movie is also coming out later this year, starring Emily Blunt and The Rock. The American Film Institute revealed its top 10 movies from the past year, and you can watch most of them on streaming services now. Four are on Netflix, including Aaron Sorkin's Trial of the Chicago 7 and Chadwick Boseman's final film, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Amazon got a couple top spots, too, for dramas Sound of Metal and One Night in Miami. And Pixar's Soul is also on the list, which you can watch on Disney+. AFI says all the honorees advance the art of movies, inspire audiences, and make a mark on American society. Usually, the American Film Institute holds a lunch to celebrate all of its picks, but this year, it's holding a virtual celebration instead late next month. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Ritual. If you don't feel like you really know what's in your daily multivitamin and why it's there, then it might be time to switch. Some might have sugars, GMOs, synthetic fillers, artificial colorants, or just other shady extras. But Ritual is different. I've been taking Ritual vitamins for several months now. I was originally interested because of the company's transparency about their ingredients and their sourcing, so I can feel confident about what I'm putting in my body every day. And I like that the multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages for women, pregnant women, men, and teens. And it's so nice that Ritual vitamins are actually fresh tasting, so holding your nose is not required like it sometimes is with other types. And Ritual makes the process so easy, too. My vitamins are delivered every month with free shipping always. And of course, you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. You deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And today's question is a little different than usual. It is, what exciting personal news do I want to share with you? To find out the answer, simply go and connect with me on Instagram at NewsworthyPod. You can click on my profile picture to see our Instagram stories quiz today. Once you guess, you'll learn the answer. As for last week's trivia question, what is President Joe Biden's middle name? The answer is Robinette. It was actually President Biden's grandmother's maiden name. It's been passed down in the family a few times now. At least three generations of Bidens have had Robinette as their middle name. That includes President Joe Biden, his father, and his late son, Beau. As for the vice president, her full name is Kamala Davy Harris. So what about a few of the previous president's middle names? It's Donald John Trump, Barack Hussein Obama, George Walker Bush, and Bill Jefferson Clinton. Shout out to Adam, Gino, Victoria, China, and everyone who played along on Instagram. All right, thank you so much for listening today. A quick reminder that you can get paid to share the Newsworthy with your friends and family, but only through the end of January. For every friend you refer who checks out the show, we'll pay you $1 up to $100 a person. We believe there's no one better than you, our amazing listeners, to become our ambassadors and help spread the word about the show. So we want to reward you for it. Simply sign up right now to get your unique link at refer.fm/newsworthy. That's R-E-F-E-R, refer.fm/newsworthy. Okay, we'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.